Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 170 countries have signed an agreement at the UN aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change. The deal was agreed upon in Paris at the end of last year, but opened for signatures on Friday, which was also Earth Day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said countries need to turn their goodwill into action.
We are in a race against time. I urge all countries to move quickly to join the agreement at the national level so that the Paris Agreement can enter into force as early as possible.
The agreement has still to be ratified by each of the signing countries. President Obama participates today in a town hall discussion with young people in Britain as part of his diplomatic trip there. So far, he has dived into a heated debate over a June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country will remain in the European Union. Mr. Obama made remarks that are a boost for Prime Minister David Cameron, who has come out in support of remaining in the EU, but they have inflamed the so-called Eurosceptics, who reject what they say is interference by the U.S. leader in a domestic matter. Demonstrators held a two-day rally and a 24-hour hunger strike outside the White House here in Washington to protest what they consider to be a lack of U.S. action to stop genocide in Sudan's Darfur region. About 100 demonstrators chanted "Stop Genocide in Darfur," protests part of a global week of action against genocide there, and continues through April the 25th. Fighting between the government and the rebels has resurged recently. This is VOA News. Authorities in northwestern Bangladesh say several assailants with machetes attacked a university professor in the city of Rajshahi. The 58-year-old English professor was an advisor to several cultural programs. No one's claimed responsibility for the attack, and a motive was not immediately known. United States is purchasing 32 tons of key component in the development of atomic weapons from Iran in a bid to help Tehran implement provisions in its landmark nuclear deal. Word of the purchase came ahead of Friday's meeting between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Secretary Kerry spoke with reporters.
We have no objection. I want to make this clear. We have no objection, and we do not stand in the way of foreign banks engaging with Iranian banks and companies, obviously as long as those banks or companies are not on our sanctions list for non-nuclear reasons.
And Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif also spoke.
We hope that with this statement by Secretary Kerry and others, steps that were taken by the United States, now we will see serious implementation of all JCPOA benefits that Iran should derive from this agreement.
Iran has complained that it's not been getting the sanctions relief it deserves under the nuclear deal because of restrictions imposed by financial institutions. In Turkey, trials have started for four academics charged with terrorist propaganda after signing a petition. Case also resumed for two prominent journalists facing charges of espionage. More now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Hundreds of people gathered outside Istanbul's main court for what was described as a festival of justice. The gathering was in support of four academics and two journalists facing terrorism charges. Can Dündar, chief editor of Cumhuriyet, one of Turkey's last remaining mainstream newspapers, critical of the government, and his colleague Erdem Gül face 30 years in jail. Prosecutors accuse the journalists of espionage and working with a terrorist organization for a report in which they allege the Turkish government smuggled arms to Syrian rebels. Turkey's European and US allies are voicing growing concern for freedom of expression and other human rights. But Ankara dismisses their concerns, saying it faces unprecedented terror threats from Kurdish rebels and Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Medical examiners have performed an autopsy on legendary U.S. musician Prince to try to determine why he died Thursday. 57-year-old artist was found dead at his home near the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
That's the latest world news from VOA.